You're listening to SBS News.
Queenslander Ash Barty was bidding to become the first Australian woman to make the quarterfinals at the All England Club in Wimbledon since Jelena Dokic 19 years ago. Her win in Birmingham last month had propelled her to the top of the women's singles rankings, the first Australian woman in 43 years to reach the top spot. But she's exiting Wimbledon after her fourth round match against world number 55, Alison Risk. She made no excuses at the post-game media conference.
I started well and I was sticking to how I wanted to play, and then in the second set I think my serve let me down. I let Alison get back into the match too many times having looks at second serves, and overall I didn't play a poor match, but when I needed to when the big moments were there, Alison played better today. So it's a tough one to swallow, but lost to a better player.
BBC tennis commentator Chris Dennis says he felt Barty was out of sorts, pointing out that she made 25 unforced errors.
She started well enough. In fact, she hit four aces in the first 4 points of the match. And we thought, here we go, normal service resume. But Alison Risk played really well today, ranked 55 in the world. And Ashley Barty, in the end, just ran out of steam. And Alison Risk, you have to say, on balance, was a worthy winner.
Victorious Alison Risk is delighted with her performance.
I'm so excited. I think ultimately I'm just so proud of myself for the way I handled today's match and all previous matches. You know, I've just been ready to battle every day that I go out there. And, you know, that's really shown in all my matches. And I couldn't be more proud of myself. Bring it on.
It's Risk's tour best 14th grass court victory of the season. Ash Barty paid tribute to Alison Risk, but says she's still proud of everything she and her team have achieved this year.
There aren't many holes in her game, full stop. And I think today, and at times when I really needed to back myself, the execution wasn't quite there. But overall, it's been a hell of a trip. You know, disappointed right now, and obviously it's a tough pill to swallow. But in the same breath, it's been an incredible few months. New ground for me here at Wimbledon. This is the best that we've done. So, very proud of what we've been able to achieve.
The loss also closed off Barty's 15-match winning streak and ended the 23-year-old's hopes of completing a rare French Open Wimbledon title double. However, Barty says she has no regrets and adds that she's aware of the impact her successes have had on the sport of tennis in Australia. She says that's very pleasing.
Yeah, it brings a smile to my face. It really does. But it's not just me. I think there are a lot of other girls and guys on the tour that are bringing in interest back into our sport. And I think, you know, it's been a privilege for me to be able to try and lead from the front. But in a sense, I'm just trying to go out there and go about the business my way and work with my team and enjoy every minute.
Barty would have also lost her newly acquired world number one ranking to Karolina Pliskova had she reached the Wimbledon semi-finals this week, but the third-seeded Czech was also beaten in the fourth round. Alison Risk, meanwhile, goes on to face 23 times Grand Slam champion and 7 times Wimbledon winner Serena Williams. Barty will return to Brisbane for a well-earned rest before beginning her American hardcourt campaign in Montreal from August the 5th. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.